they put a piece of dough all the way around the rim. Or Maloya Maya, and he's riches come out outside, the same thing. Our pulse of Yisusas, when he made the Hechshir the same way, the spritzing came outside, so wherever the Yisra went, the hot water is going there also. That's where you make this big pot. So here you have a very big pot. The nature is to fill it up to the water till the top and boil it up and let it spritz out on the outside of it, and that will be makshir the pot. Now the Mishnah says, hafakin, a knife, you buy a knife off a guy. Tal Mishnah says shofar, which means just sharpen it. Or we'll soon see in the Gemara what it means. V'tora, it's Torah, you're allowed to use it. The Omer of Ukvar Bachomo, V'noyatso asora poma makarka, it's enough just to stick it into hard ground ten times, ten different places. That's enough to get off the outside grease that's on the knife. We'll soon see it's only good to use it for something cold, not to use it for something hot. Because this knife must probably, he cut his pork with it, his hot pork. So the tom of the pork went into the knife. So the tom is there, the tom does not come out, now we're just cleaning it and sticking it in. Sticking it into the ground only helps you, like, to clean it out well, there's no tom, there's no van on the outside. Therefore, you could cut cucumbers with it now. You've got something cold. So it gets what the Mishnah says, shofar, sharpening it, lav dafka to sharpen on the sharpener, you could also stick it into the ground 10 times. Omer afuna breder of Yeshua, the karakas shein avoy, that's to be hard ground that was not worked on yet. And Omer of Kana, or the sakin yofa shein bagum. It has to be a nice, smooth knife that has no holes, no cracks there. But if it has some cracks, notches there, then we're afraid some then it stays there and it won't come out now by sticking it into the ground. Tani nam yachlonga this also sakin a knife, sakin yofa, a nice knife, a nice smooth knife. Shein bagum, it has no notches on it. Noyatso asarapom makarka, it's enough to stab it into the ground 10 times, 10 different places, hard ground, that for sure cleans out the knife well. So they said today that when we clean our knives, yeah, Brillo, or with soap, that's as good as dipping it in 10 times also, at least for this much. Omer Avuna Bredi Mishua, Lecho Botsoinido, that the Mishnah says is a kula, with this knife, that you could use it now, just after dipping it, stabbing it into the ground, it only means to cut a cold cucumber, but not to cut hot meat, kosher meat. Because if you cut something hot, then again the heat goes into the knife and takes out the tom, and the tom you do not get out. The only way to get the tom out of the knife is kabalei kach poltoi. The same way it was used with something hot, you have to make a hechshir with something hot also, with hot water. Whereas if you use it as a spit on the fire, you have to make liban on it. Kihor, like the case once happened to Mar Yehuda, Obiator Batuvia. Have the Yasvei come with the Shavamalka. They're both sitting in front of Shavamalka. He was the guy, Shavamalka. Now, Isila Kamaya Westroiga. So they brought in front of the king an Esrik teat, a nice Esrik. So Posak Ochal, the king sliced it with his own trefa knife, and he ate it. Posak, then he sliced another piece. Havle Labuta Batuvi. He gave it to this person. He was a Jew. Or see, he was an Evid. His Nevid Kanani, he gave with the Evid. He was a Jew, really. He was an Evid, half a Jew, right? He gave it to Bota Batuvia. Hoda, then the king Dotsa Sarazimni. The king knew the Alachis. Now he knew he was going to give another slice to the Jew. So he took his knife, his trefa knife, and he stabbed it into the ground 10 times. Sarazimni the Arya Posak. Then he sliced the Esrig. Havle Lamayuda. Then he gave Mayuda a slice of the Esrig. So Kitzur's king knows what he's doing. So Amalei bought the Batuvi, he got insulted. Bought the Batuvi said to him, for who Gavro Lav by Yisrael? What about me? How come to me you gave me the slice there that you didn't make a heksha on your knife yet? I'm also a Jew. Amalei, the king said back, no. Mar Kim Le Gavei, Mar Yehuda, I know Klo, he's an observant Jew. He's a good Jew, he keeps the mitzvahs. Omar, but you, Le Kim Le Gavei, I don't know that you're an observant Jew. What was the Maisa? That was his first answer. I don't know about you. Therefore, I didn't think you're so machmir. Therefore, I didn't take my time out to kash the night.
Don't appear to me to be a Jew.
An observant Jew. Rashi says, "Machmir l'gavur shem Yehuda, machmir ani boy shu porish v'lo yoichad dav rizer avoboch." But you ain't a masik shu porish. I don't know if you're a porish or not. He could tell me sometimes the story was Amalei itkamai avatis biyuta. Remember what you did last night. So Rashi says, "Derech pasoyim." The Persians of derech. Limsa noshim liach sonoim. If they have a guest, stay overnight, they would give them a lady to live with. Give them their wives. Okay, she shigron them. Belial, what happened was last night the king sent a lady to both of them. He sent Marukva, a lady to live with, and he sent Vazbutya, a lady to live with. So he noticed that he noticed last night that Yehuda said nothing doing. You can sleep someplace else, leave me alone. But Vabuti said, very good, come inside. So he saw that Vabuti was not so observant. He took the Zayin inside his house. Therefore, figure tomorrow, if you don't care about a Zayin at night, you don't care about my Esrim, my Kashas in daytime. But the Shurim speaker, they speak out, really was a mistake. Because really, right, because Rav Tzvi speaks out, he made a mistake, right, because he was a Chatzi Evet. And a Chatzi Evet was mutter with the Shivcha. He was mutter to live with her. Just the king didn't know this. Hadron Lecha Sekha the Pearl, Sigma Mesekha by the Zoro. Hadron Lecha Sekha the Pearl, Sigma Mesekha by the Zoro. Hadron Lecha Sekha the Pearl, Sigma Mesekha by the Zoro.